powerful testimony is repeated 1,000 times in this auditorium. There are people all over this auditorium that could say the same thing. They say, you know, as long as I keep praying and I stay in the Word, I'm going to be all right. And that's absolutely true. And the fact is, as a believer, once you come to know Christ, not just one of the most important duties as a Christian, but one of the most important opportunities as a Christian is to pray and to study God's Word. And, you know, I think every single believer, every Christian comes to a point in their life where they say, you know what, I really want more out of my prayer time. I want more out of my Bible study time. I want more from God, and I want to know God in a stronger, closer, better way. But they don't know how that needs to look or how that needs to sound. How does that need to work? And so where do you go? I think the place to go is where we've already been. And that is, as we started this series, we went to Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9 through verse 13, and then Luke chapter 11, and we saw Jesus respond to the disciples when they got to that place in their life and said, Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus said the model prayer. This is not a prayer that we recite. We've learned that already. This is a prayer that's to be a model for us, to teach us how we're to pray and how we're to learn to walk with God each day. And out of that, if you haven't been here, out of that came 3 challenges for our congregation that we've challenged everybody to. And the first one is this, that we move from 96 seconds to 96 minutes in our prayer time. In other words, that we learn to tithe our time in prayer and Bible study before the Lord. I mean, most people, when they pray, even most believers, they offer up these little 96-second prayers. And those aren't certainly bad. I'm not discouraging you from doing that. But it needs to be more. If it's going to be more, let's tithe our time. Let's give 10% of our waking hours, 16 hours a day. 10% of that is 96 minutes, 1 hour, 36 minutes. Spend that time in God and with God in Bible study and in prayer. And that's the challenge for us. And I know that's a challenge for everybody. If you've just been offering up those quick prayers, you've got a real short time of prayer to go 1.5 hours, you think, man, I don't know about that. I don't know if I could ever get to that place. And this is not the point. And I'm not wanting you to set a clock and to keep a clock and to say, you know, have an alarm go off after 96 minutes. That's not the point. I really want you just to spend a length of time with God in prayer and in Bible study. And so that's kind of the goal. 96 seconds, we just came up with that term. The second thing is this, that we will journal our prayer time, that we'll get a prayer journal and we'll journal our prayer time. And so last week and this week, we've given you these prayer journals. And hopefully this will be a help to us getting on the right track, that we'll start doing this. And I know for guys, this is really tough. And maybe for some of you ladies, you're not readers and you're not writers, you're not journalers. Well, I'm really not really advocating that you become a person who writes out everything that happens in your life. But I do want you to keep a prayer journal, and we're going to walk through that today together so that we can learn how to organize this so it will be a time that's fruitful in your life and honors the Lord as we pray and have Bible study. The third challenge was simply to begin memorizing Scripture. And we gave a passage. It's actually on the back of your prayer journal, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 19. And you look at that and you think, you know, there is no way I'm going to memorize all of that. Listen, you can. I know you can. In fact, if you've not started, okay, if you've been here the last 2 weeks and you've not started memorizing this passage, first, shame on you. You know, shame on you. You've had these cards. You've had those cards for 2 weeks. But if you have not, if you'll take from now to the end of the month, 10 times a day, you go over that verse 10 times a day, every day from now to the end of the month, the first Sunday in September, you will know this verse so well, you will be able to step up on this stage and recite it to the entire congregation. Everybody's like, don't call on me, all right? Mark that down, I'm not going to be here that day. I'm not going to make you do that. I'm just saying you could do that, all right? I guarantee you you'll be able to do it, so don't give up on that. You know, the biggest thing that I've learned with people is when you start talking about praying for this length of time, it kind of blows them away. How can I have Bible study and prayer time that lasts 1.5 hours? I mean, mine lasts 96 seconds. You know, I read through the Psalm of the day or Proverb of the day as fast as I can. I mean, how is this going to really work for me? And we don't know where to go, what to do. It's kind of like, if you can imagine this, you have a child grows up, turns 16, and the first day they turn 16 and get their license, though you've never taken them out to drive ever, you just throw them the keys to your brand new car and say, hey, have a good trip. Go wherever you want. They really don't know how to drive and where they're going. And it's pretty high percentage of possibility that they'll come back with a wrecked vehicle. All right? Now, that may be how many of us feel when it comes to prayer. I don't know where to go, what to do. And so I want to walk through this prayer journal. So if you have the journal, what I want you to do is turn to the last 2 pages and just make your notes on the last 2 pages of this journal. There's not going to be near enough room in your bulletin for all the stuff that I'm going to give you today. And I want you to just learn, just write an outline of how you can organize this. Now, to start this, and I know this is going to be really, really didactic, really instructional, and so I really pray that God would just really anoint this time that we have and really make it inspirational as well as we learn how to walk with God in prayer. So I'm really praying for that, and I pray that God will work in your heart, and this will be a transformational process in your life, because you know what? There's nothing worse than for us to say we believe in prayer, we believe in God, and we're believers, we're following Jesus, but we go out from Sunday, and we say that with great conviction on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, we don't spend any time in prayer to God unless we're in trouble. I mean, that's horrible. It's a horrible testimony. And so my prayer is that this will help us actually take what we talk about in here into our everyday life and actually practice that every single day in our personal life with Jesus. Now, I want to make four general observations first, real quickly. You can just kind of jot these down if you want or just tuck them away in your head. This prayer journal is meant for arrangement, not confinement. All right? This is not trying to be a legalist. It's not saying you got to pray just like this. This is an arrangement of your prayer time so that you can arrange your prayer time in a powerful way that would impact your life and the lives of others as you pray, as you're faithful to pray. But it's not for confinement. This is not to put you in a prison. This is how I have to pray every day. There's got to be freedom and form in our prayers. And so certainly each day may look a little bit different, but this gives you an arrangement. You say, why is that really important? Let me just give you some reasons for my own life. The first thing, it prevents those blank moments. You ever had those when you're praying? You just get down, you're just going to pray, and you start praying, and then you're just kind of blank. Has that ever happened to you? The older I get, that happens more and more, but you just go blank. And so that's one thing. I can't remember. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say this, God. And so you just get to that stammering, stuttering, blank time in your prayer. The second thing it does is it prevents your mind from wandering. Anybody ever have problems with that? You get down, you start praying, and your mind's all over the place. It's at school, it's at work, it's what's for dinner, it's all over, and you're like, hey, I don't want to wander like that. I don't want my mind to go everywhere, but you're having trouble keeping it on track and staying focused. Third reason is it prevents forgetting prayer needs. That happens to me. Somebody today after the first service came and mentioned a missionary that they knew that they wanted me to pray for that's in the hospital up here at Emory, and I said, listen, would you do me a favor tomorrow? Would you email me her name and what's going on in her life so I can write it down and put it in my prayer journal, because I would love to tell you that I'm going to pray for her, but after preaching twice on Sunday morning and doing Discover Joy Belonging tonight, tomorrow morning I may get up and never remember to pray for her at all, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a hypocrite and say I'll pray for her and won't, and so I wanted him to email it to me so I could put it down so I wouldn't forget. Third thing, prayer journal is not magical. Okay, this is not magic. And just because you write someone's name down does not mean you've prayed for them. Okay, this is organizing your prayer time. It is not your prayer time. All right, this is the organization of it. So it's not magical. This is a tool to help you organize your prayer life. And number four, this is just an idea. This is just one idea of many of how to organize your prayer journal so that you can have some organization to your prayer life. So I don't want you to think this is the only way you can pray. All right, I'm not meaning to say that at all. This is the way I do it, and the way I've seen it work in my life and been helpful to me. To be honest with you, I've done this actually on my computer, and so I've been using my computer. But since all of our congregation has joined our hearts together to pray and use this prayer journal, I'm writing things down like you are and using this prayer journal every single day, taking it off the computer screen and actually writing it down in a journal. And so I want to encourage all of us to do that. Now, what I want you to do is you take those back two pages. We're going to have some notes on the screens, and I just want to walk you through how to organize your prayer journal, how you can do that, and how it will be most helpful to you. And we're just going to do it in steps. Step one is you're going to divide, when you get home, you're going to divide your prayer journal into two sections. And the way to do that, easiest way to do that, is just take some masking tape, all right, or some colored tape, and count back about five pages, just about five pages, and just put you a piece of tape. Just let you know, this is section one, this is section two, okay? Section two is going to be a lot bigger. Section one is going to contain a lot of information you're going to pray for repeated times, okay? So just go about five pages back, put you a piece of tape on there to mark that this is section one, this is section two. That's all I want you to do. In step two is the very beginning. You're going to open up the book, and on page one, you're just going to start writing the outline of the model prayer. Okay, we have it outlined on those cards for you. If you look in the bulletin today, under my article section, you'll see the model prayer. And you'll see those six petitions that are listed in the model prayer. Adoration, exaltation, submission, provision, confession, and protection. All right? I'm not asking you to memorize those. I'm just asking you to write them down. And what you're going to do is you're going to write one down. You're going to write adoration. Our Father is listening. Verse 9. And you're going to leave a half of a page blank underneath that. And then you're going to write the second one, exaltation. And then you're going to turn the page. And on the back side of that page, you're going to do the same thing. The third one, leave half a page blank. The fourth one, leave half a page blank. The fifth one and the sixth one. Okay, so you're going to take up front and back of one page in front of another page, and you're going to leave blanks in between there. And you say, let me tell you two. Do not use a Sharpie, all right, a fine point Sharpie or any felt pen like that, because when you turn the page, it's going to bleed through so bad you're not going to be able to read what you write on the back, okay? So just use a rollerball or an ink pen or something like that. It will be very, very helpful to you. Now, the reason you're doing this is because there may be some scriptures that come to your mind that are very powerful and minister to you and minister to the Lord that you want to put under this section. In other words, it reminds you of your relationship with God as your Father that you want to write in. What we're going to do on the blog is I'm going to fill out one week at a time one of these sections with some examples. And so I'm going to show you, here are some verses you might want to use that you can pray through to God as you're praying through the Word back to God. Okay, we're going to help you with that, but there may be some that you already have. So you're leaving some blank space to write thoughts and write scriptures that will help you and guide you, because remember, this is the guide for your prayer time. First part of your prayer is adoration. Second part of your prayer, exaltation. All right, so this is going to help you fill in those sections. All right, so that's step number two. You're going to take this front couple of pages. You're going to write down the outline of the model prayer, and it's going to take front and back of one page and then the front of another page. Then you're going to turn to the back of that page, and what I want you to do at the top of the page, this is step three, I want you to write down a prayer for each day of the week. You know, whether these are specific prayers for each day of the week. So what you're going to do is the same discipline. I'm going to write Monday, Monday, and then skip a half a page and write Tuesday. Okay, you're just leaving some blank space again, all right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, these are prayers, these are things that you want to pray for every day of the week. The same thing every day. And I'm going to give you an example. I'll put this up here. This is my Monday prayer time. This is what I pray for every single Monday. And I've divided mine up into three sections: my family, my life, and my work. And these things I pray every single Monday. All right? Every time Monday rolls around, I'll turn to that sheet, and I'll use that to be my guide to pray. And this is what I pray. I pray for my wife, Christy. God give her a great week. Provide her with strength, joy, and wisdom for the week. That's what I pray for her on Mondays. All right, that's what I've been praying for a long time on Mondays. My son Micah, on Monday, this is what I pray for him. Help him to grow in devotion to Christ and in discipline in his life. I mean, as he starts a new week, all this is going on, God, just help him to grow in Christ, help him to become strong and disciplined in his life. And that's what I pray for him every Monday. Then my life, I pray for my life. Every Monday I pray the same thing. Use me this week for your glory. Good way to start the week. Draw me close to you through study and prayer. This is my personal time. This is not preparation time for messages. Just draw me close to you through study and prayer. I pray for that. Deepen my knowledge and understanding of your word, and use me to share the gospel with someone. You know, I really pray for that. I pray for that opportunity one-on-one, not just in big settings, but one-on-one to have opportunity that God would create some of those divine appointments where I'll be able that week to share the gospel, the good news of the gospel, with someone that needs to know Jesus. That's what I pray for my life. And then I pray for my work. Make my study time fruitful. Give me wisdom for decisions and direction. Have a lot of responsibility. Want to honor God in it. Help me to use time wisely. That's on Monday. I mean, the whole week, there's a lot of demands. I want to use my time wisely. And then may I share the love, may I share godly love in all my relationships. And all those encounters that I have through the week, you know, be it a stranger, an acquaintance, work relationship, family relationship, whatever relationship I have, help me to exhibit a godly love in that relationship. And that's what I pray every Monday. Now, what I've done is I take every day, Tuesday, same categories, my family, my life, my work, and I've got a different list. That every Tuesday I pray for those things, for my wife and my son, for my life, and for my work. Wednesday, same thing. You know, my family, my life, my work, but it's a different list. So that every time Wednesday rolls around, I turn to that page, and that is a part of my time of request before the Lord. You follow me? You with me? And so you just take those pages, and all you have to do right now is write down, or today sometime, write down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, what I would encourage you to do the first time through is to not sit down and try to think of what you're going to pray for, and you don't have to divide it up the sections I did, but what you're going to pray for every day and try to get that whole thing done. You might can do that, and that's great if you can, but all you have to do is each day. When tomorrow morning rolls around, you might want to say, okay, what do I want to pray for on Mondays? I mean, let me make a list, a specific list that I want to pray for every Monday and fill in that section tomorrow. Tuesday, do the same thing. Wednesday, and after a week, you'll have that section full, and you'll know what you want to pray every Monday through every Sunday. Okay, so that helps you with getting that section of your notebook filled. The last part of this section, if you just turn that page, you'll come to the last page. And what I want you to write is at the top of the page is just everyday prayer request. And these are things that and people that you want to pray for every single day, that you just want to pray for every day. And that is, and that's really, really helpful. There are a lot of people and a lot of things that you want to pray for every day. And I recommend just starting with yourself. I mean, we're the greatest sinners that we know, right? We're in the greatest need. And there may be some things for us that we want to pray every day. And I've got just a sample list. What should I list? What should I put on this list? About wisdom, strength, patience. I mean, there's a list of things that you could pray for yourself. You could pray for your family. Family outside of your immediate family that may be on your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday list. You know, pray for your dad, pray for your mom, pray for your sisters and their families. I do that. I pray for my sisters and their husbands, my dad, and pray for all my nieces and nephews. Pray for family every day. You lift them up before the Father. And then church staff, our church staff. Wouldn't it be great to pray for the church staff every day? And in fact, on the blog, there's going to be a list that you can cut and paste and put in your prayer journal. We'll pray for the staff every day by name and pray for them. I mean, that would be a real blessing. I know our staff would appreciate it greatly if they knew everybody in the congregation every single day was lifting their name up before the Father, that they would be effective in ministering before the Lord to this congregation. I mean, that would be awesome. And family and friends who need to know Jesus. Maybe praying for, you may have some family or friends that you know that are very close to you that need to know Christ. Well, they ought to be on the everyday list, that you're praying for them every day for their salvation. Teachers, coaches, influencers in the lives of your children. How about that? I mean, your kids are meeting people, talking to people every day, and you're praying for the people who have the greatest amount of influence in their life. Pray for them. And then people around the world that need to know Christ, you know, just praying for God to have his way and work in their lives and to make his name known to them. And that will conclude section one. All right, that's just section one. All right, if you turn the page after you've marked it with a piece of tape, and oftentimes what I'll do is I'll just take a paper clip. It's real expensive. You know, you'll search to have to find one of those. But take one of those, and I just mark, like today's Sunday, I'll just mark Sunday so that when I go to this section, this is the everyday journaling. This is where the real journaling begins, so I can flip back and forth if I need to. And here's how you organize the journaling section. This is just a running day-by-day expression of what you're going to pray for. And the way I do that is, and then we're going to put up a sample page, is on the left-hand side at the top, I just put the date, August 17th, 2008. On the right-hand side, this is what I do. I list the scriptures that I'm reading and studying and memorizing. Like today, Proverbs 17. That's the proverb for the day. Read that this morning. Psalm 96. We're all going to read that in a minute. Okay, Psalm 96. Another reading. Luke 15. And out beside that, you'll see ST. ST simply means studied. That's a passage that I didn't just read, but took time to study and learn something. What is God trying to say to me out of this passage? All right. And then Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 19. And just got another little notation there. That's the passage I'm memorizing. So I'm memorizing that passage right now. I've gone on that passage today. That's what I'm doing. And that's just kind of setting up the top. And then under that, you're just going to list prayer needs. Just prayer needs that are on your heart. Maybe someone that's giving you a prayer need. And you're just going to list your prayers. Now, what I'm encouraging you to do is just write them down very specifically. For example, pray that God will display his glory in and through his church, and may we not be a hindrance to your work, O Lord. I mean, that's a good prayer for today. Pray for people who are recovering from surgery and physical needs that you're lifting up. People to bring, for God to bring people to his church that need to be saved. Pray for the pastor, your life group teacher. I mean, those are good prayer lists for today. But as you write this down, three things that'll help you with that. Number one, be specific as you write them down. Be specific. Don't pray for all the missionaries of the world. God bless all the missionaries of the world. That's a great prayer. All right, that's a great prayer, but you're never going to know if that's answered. All right. Second thing I want you to do is I want you to leave space in between your prayer requests so that you can write God's answers. You see, as you go from day to day, you're going to look back up and say, hey, I just prayed for that person. They were in the hospital. Well, now they're home and they're doing better. They're going to be at church next Sunday. Praise God. Praise God for his response. Okay? You know, I prayed for wisdom making a decision about a new job. I now have a new job and I'm at work and working. Well, praise the Lord. Write it down. This is when that answer came and this is how it came. And number three, write down the answers in a different color so you easily stand out for, to you. And I think it'll be really, really helpful for you. And then the last thing I want you to do in your journal is turn to on the very back cover. Okay, the very back cover. And what I want you to do is just write down the passages that you're memorizing while you're walking through day by day in prayer through this journal. In other words, by the end of the month, you're going to have Ephesians 3, 14 through 19 down. All right? And you're going to move to another verse or passage. And so just write down all of those passages. As you got them memorized, just write them down. Write the references down in the back on the back cover. And so when you complete the journal and you turn to the last day and you've written everything down, and you're down, you know, this next year sometime, and you're down this last page, you look on the back cover and say, man, I have memorized, you know, 20 different passages of Scripture during this time as I've been walking through this prayer journal with the Lord. Now, here's my challenge to you. And hopefully this has made sense, and it will help you organize. Now, let me ask you a question. Can you see how your prayer and Bible study time could get to 96 minutes? Yeah. You see how you might say, well, wait a minute, I don't even have enough time to get everything done that I want to get done in my time with God. Man, that's where you want to be, all right? Now, what my challenge to you is this. Don't quit, okay? Don't quit. I mean, this thing is good for accountability and inspiration. There's no doubt about that because it holds us accountable because we see when we last prayed. If you pray Monday, August 18th, and then the next time you write in your prayer journal is September something, that's accountability, isn't it? Maybe I'm not praying as much as I thought I was. It's also inspiration because when you look back and see how God's answered prayer, it is phenomenal to see what God has done. Now, what I want you to do is don't quit until you finish this book, all right? Till this thing is filled up. That's my challenge to you. Every single person in here, you can't quit until you fill this book up. And this is my thought. If you will stick with this until you finish this book, when you finish, this won't be the last journal that you have. This will be the first of many. This will become a normal part of your spiritual journey in life with God. Now, when you think about that, I want to do two things to wrap this up. One is I want to give you some characteristics of prayer that ought to be in every part of our prayer. Every part of those six petitions ought to be filled with these four things I'm about to give you. And then we're going to all kind of worship the Lord together with Psalm 96, and we'll close out the day. Okay? Here are the four things. Just want to give you this list. First thing is this, humility. Humility. James chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 10, listen to what James writes. He gives more grace, therefore it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. In our praying before the Lord, we need to be humble. I mean, when it talks about Moses, it says he was a man who talked with God like a friend, face to face, he met with God. But you know when it describes Moses, it says there was never a more humble man on the face of the earth. We're getting to talk to God, the Almighty God, the Creator, the one who sustains everything, who holds our very lives in his hands, and we come to him, we ought to have a humble spirit. You know, how many have you gotten into watching the Olympics? I really watch part of it. I get to watch badminton because all the good stuff comes on after 10, and I can't stay awake. I mean, I'm out. And so I'm watching the reruns on television, you know, in the morning, little highlights. And I don't know if you've paid attention. I like watching Olympic boxing, but I have seen like half of a round. That's it. But our Olympic boxing team is doing horribly. I mean, it's the worst they've ever done. horribly. But if you've listened to their interviews, every single one of them has an ego the size of the state of Georgia. I mean, it's huge. And they're getting beat, and they're saying, I really beat him. They just got the score wrong. I said, you guys have no humility. You just got beat. That's your problem. We don't need to come to God demanding anything, but expecting him to work to fulfill his will with humble hearts. Second thing that ought to mark our prayers, thankfulness. Thankfulness for the Lord. Every part. We come to God, we're talking to God as our Father, and we talk about that, and we ought to pray a prayer of thanksgiving that we can address God as our Father. Every aspect of prayer. Let me just read you two passages. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing or anything, but in prayer and prayer with same prayer and praise with supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The key phrase is this, with thanksgiving. Same thing in Colossians 4, 2. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it. With thanksgiving. Again, he's telling us, be thankful in our prayers. Third thing is this, faith. Faith. James chapter 1, verse 6. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. In other words, we are to believe and trust in God to whom we're talking. And the last thing is confidence. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. How in the world can any of us go before the Father, the God of all, and pray and expect him to listen? It's all because of Jesus. Listen to this in Hebrews 4, 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How is that possible? It's all because of Jesus. It's not because we're powerful or important or hold great positions or have a great amount of free time or money or anything other than we have Jesus, and we come in the name of Jesus, and so we can come with confidence before the Father. And that's pretty awesome, isn't it? So listen, this is the sermon today, and we live the message every day as we get before God and open up this journal and pray and spend time in God's Word and allow God to transform our lives so that he gets glory. You know, when you turn in the Bible to the Psalms, a lot of them are prayers. They're confessional statements about God, and they're prayers to God. And when you get to read them, you're reading the heart of the psalmist as he confesses to God. It's who God is. This is what God's done. This is the glory and the praise that's due his name, and I praise him. And one of the ways to pray through the scripture is just take a psalm and read it back to God. And I want us to do that today, all right? So I want us all to stand up. We're going to put this into practice, and we're going to divide the congregation in two, right down the center aisle. We've got the Hatfields over here and the McCoys over here. I'm just teasing. Right down the center, and actually right up there, guys. Actually, we'll take you guys right at the wall, and so this will be one half, and this will be another half, all right? So right down the middle, and what we're going to do is this. We're gonna say this psalm, Psalm 96, back to God, but we're also going to share it with one another. This side's going to speak verse 1 to this side. This side's going to speak verse 2 to this side, and we're going to go back and forth, all right? Now, here's the key. Listen, here's the key. I'm not saying it with you. Okay, I'm not going to say it with you. It's kind of like when Mark backs off the microphone, and you're like, oh, I can hear myself sing. That's horrible. Get back on it. Okay, so you go quiet. We're just going to talk. We're not going to sing the psalm. All right, so you can sing it. You can say it loud. All right, you can say it loud without any fear of embarrassment. It's going to be on the screen. This is the ESV version. Okay, can you see it? There you go. It's going to be right up there. So just use this, okay? Which side do I assign which one? Y'all are number one? Okay. Now remember, I'm not going to say it with you. So say it together in your best southern drawl. God will know exactly where it comes from, all right? I'm going to count to three, and you guys start with verse one. When they finish, as soon as it gets up there, go to verse 2. As soon as it gets up there, verse 3, you just walk all the way through the psalm through verse 13, okay? Are we ready? 1, 2, 3. Amen. Amen. You just talk to God through a psalm. Now let's talk to Him from our hearts in prayer. Father, we love You. And it is so sweet to call You Father. And no, it's not because of anything that we've done, any accomplishment that we've achieved, any goodness in our own hearts. It's because of Jesus, Your Son. And so we come before You with great confidence and boldness, and we enter into Your presence. Our hearts are filled with thankfulness for everything that You are and all that You do. It amazes us that You're mindful of our lives and You hold our days in Your hands. Thank You for Your graciousness to hear our prayers. We lift them up to You, knowing that You will do what's right and true and perfect and just. Lord, we give ourselves to You in this moment, and we just pray right now that Your Holy Spirit would work in us, that You would show us the decisions we need to make in order to follow You, that You would work in our hearts to draw us close to Your side, and that, Lord, You would be honored as we live for You. God, we come before You right now and pray that Your voice would be loud in our souls, and let us know exactly what steps we need to take or what we need to do or how we need to respond to You right now so that You would be blessed and honored. Lord, I particularly pray for those people that You have brought to this place in answer to prayers this morning. You brought them here that they need to know You. I just pray today that You would draw them to You even in this moment, and that they would have the courage to come and talk to one of our pastors and just say, today I want to give my life to Jesus. May today be the day of their salvation. I pray for the hurting and those that are struggling, those that feel lonely in this world. Lord, I pray that You would draw them to Yourself and show them that You're the greatest companion in all of life. And Lord, I pray for those that are here that are believers but have never spent a long time talking to You or studying Your Word. Lord, this week, make it a rich blessing for them as they walk through every day hand in hand with You. Lord, have Your way. Draw us to Yourself. And may Your name be blessed as we obey You. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.